Here on a Wire by Jenny Burkell. The name of the song is Love is a Stone. Let's get this thing going. After this, we got a special guest that's going to pop in here. He's going to spend time with us. And yeah, it's going to be a great show. I won't tell you his name until he comes here. He should be arriving here before 7 o'clock. We're going to get him on air, and we're going to have a terrific time with him. But yeah, so we're just going to go right to the first song. Is Love is a Stone.
My mind is marked by the diamonds that you toss. Into this desert I carry with me. I got them locked behind bars that never talk. We are all buried there. Throw me a ball, I am desperate for a hope to hide these dangerous wounds. Love is a stone that hits heavy when it's thrown, and I am heavy struck by you.
I just say, you know, I'm going to play another song off this album because, they have a lot of pretty good songs on this album. Wow, Jenny Burkell, she's really, really good. Well, I think, I don't know when she'll be in Vancouver. Yeah, I'll probably have to look up that for you guys, and I think that's what I'm going to do. But I'm going to play another song off this album. It's the After Moon Falls. After Moon Falls. Let's take a look at that song.
The city sleeps and so woe to you. And after moon falls, I will lay my head down too, and we will meet behind the doors that sleep has opened away from your awakening. In the night, the city is gold. The brow is mapped out by the roads that you have chosen, and I would think that you
wonderful song from Journey Belkout. Yep, I don't think she has any dates. I don't think she'll be arriving in Vancouver anytime soon. But when she does, I think I have to go check her out, because she has. Also, I would like to play a bunch of other songs off this track, because this is a really good track. Here on A Wire, Jenny Burkell. It's a good track. They have other nice songs on this track, but I don't think I have all the time to be playing all the also on this track. So, but I'll tell you, it's a great album. I'm just gonna move on with the next one. Song I'm going to play for you is Heart of Gold from the album Move, from Sultans of String. Let's tune in, folks. Yeah, hold up, I don't know. Well, folks, I think we're just gonna move along to. Hold on, I don't know why it's technical difficulties just happening right now in the studio, but we'll get to the bottom of this and it should be going right now. At least I hope so. Hope everything's going well. This shouldn't be. I'll tell you right now, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here at UBC Vancouver, and right now the time is 6:41. So if any of you guys are heading anywhere else, I hope you guys are not late, you know. And it's pretty cool. I'm surprised it's not raining yet. It's good. This is the type of weather that's for me. I'm not a fan of the rain. I wish it didn't rain. I wish it stayed like this. Exactly how outside is right now. I like that type of weather where you just wear a long sleeve and, you know, you don't have to. It's not too hot. It's not rainy. Yeah, it's just good enough. You know, you could play. You could spend time outside. You could go out for a walk. Yeah, that's what I'm a fan of. But yeah, right now we're just going to jump on to, again, from Sultan of Strings off the album Move, Heart of Gold. Sultan of Strings off the album Move, and we're gonna move along to another. I'm gonna play another song off the album, which is a really, really good, which is pretty much the next song you guys are listening to right now.
your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies. It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local foods. It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore your business ecosystem. Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board, encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and your level of school life. Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our project and how to get involved.
But my tin is blue, right? I'm red as a bean, 'cause I'm so scared.
Well, folks, we're just going to move right along. I hope everyone's doing fine. Again, once more time, it's 7:52. You're with DJ Abraham, who's going to continue to play a nice, lovely tunes for you guys while you're on your way off to work, getting waking up, or school, or wherever you guys have to attend to this morning. Now, we're going to just shift right over to Bob Marley. I'm going to play Bob Marley, Red, Red Wine.
Rocking all of the time. Red, red wine, you make me feel so grand. I feel a $1 million when you're just in my hand. Red, red wine, you make me feel so sad. Anytime I see you go, it make me feel bad. Red, red wine, you make me feel so fine. Monkey packing with the band, the sweet head line. Red, red wine, you give me woolly pazing. Woolly pazing, make me do my own thing. Red, red wine, you really know how to love. You're kind of loving like a blessing from above. Red, red wine, I love you right from the start. Right from the start, with all of my heart. Red, red wine in a 80s style. Red, red wine in a modern beat style. Yeah. Till I die, love you till I die, and that's no lie. Red, red wine can't get you off my mind. Wherever you may be, I'll surely find. I'll surely find. Make no fuss, just live.
Happy you guys like that already. We're gonna move along to another song. I think this is I haven't played this tune for a while, so I decided just to play it up this morning. Play it this morning. I haven't played it for a long time. This is from the name of the song is Everybody, and yeah, it's Everybody. And it's from, I don't know if she's in town. I don't know if she ever does come in town to Vancouver. But this is her new song. Anyway, from, yeah. It's from Ingrid Michelson. Ingrid Michelson. And the name of the song is Everybody. And I hope you guys will enjoy it as much as I like the tune. It's pretty good.
It's hard to get it right. Trying to make your heart feel like a glove. What it needs is love, love, love. Everybody, everybody wants to love. Everybody, everybody wants to be loved. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Everybody, everybody wants to love. Everybody, everybody wants to be loved. Oh, darkness drains and light will come again. Swing open up your chest and let it in. Just let the love, love, love begin. Everybody, everybody wants to love. Everybody, everybody wants to be loved. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Everybody, everybody wants to love. Everybody, everybody wants to be loved.
Everybody holds the love. Everybody folds for love. Everybody feels the love. Everybody steals the love. Everybody heals with love. Everybody, everybody wants to love. Everybody, everybody wants to be loved. Oh, 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 just let the love, love, love begin. Everybody, everybody wants to love. Everybody, everybody wants to be loved. Oh, 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 just let the love, love, love.
Yes, yes, I can tell everyone wants to be loved. Everyone is loved. Well, folks, I don't forget, like, a special guest is going to join us in the studio today. He should be coming in any time from now, so it'll be really, really nice. He's going to play out some live music. He's a musician. He's a local musician around Vancouver. He usually comes up, he usually plays live around Vancouver, and probably sometimes you're going to meet up with him at various open mic, and it'll be a pleasure to see him play live for us tonight. I'm so happy he was able to come here and give us a treat. But before he comes, he hasn't showed up yet, so we're just going to try to move along and get some nice tune. Right now we're going to listen to The Left. Off the album Cycles, and the name of the song is Cellophane. Cellophane, cellophane, cellophane.
When we were young, remember we ran away from home. Ran through my mind like a sliding picture show. We used to joke, make him laugh and get a while. Can't you recall how we used to smile? Can't you recall how we used to smile? Through the
you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM from Vancouver, BC, here at UBC. I think the special guests have arrived in the building, and you're just getting set up, and before you know, we'll have an interview with them. But for now, we're just going to move along to another song. I hope you guys will like this song. I love this. It's off the album Over the Bluffs by the Holiday Crowd. And the name of the song is Never Speak of It Again, folks. Never speak of it. Never speak of what again? I don't know. I'm still kind of like sleepy. But I think. Enough talking. Never speak of it again is what we're going to listen to right now. Hope you guys are liking all the song that I'm playing for you guys.
The world's most shocking monster. That techno rock you guys listen to is gutless.
I'm sure.
And the only reason you don't understand our music is that you don't like it.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence.
Can anyone stop their mechanical male?
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
You are a robot.
You must listen to Synaptic Sandwich. Saturday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Well, we're back, folks. We're back, folks. I think now the special guests are arriving in the studio. So, yeah. I think time for us to just enjoy his company and stuff like, yep. So, who's this?
Good morning. It's Monday and it's dark.
Yeah, for sure. It's still dark outside?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Still see the stars.
Yeah, but I heard later in the afternoon it's going to get better.
It is.
Yeah, it's going to get sunny. Yeah. So you got any plans later in the afternoon, Rob Hill?
Well,
Rob Hill.
Yeah, good morning. I've been actually planning on going golfing today. It's almost November, and I haven't made it out all year. I think the days are ticking down.
Yeah, I think I should join you too, because I don't think I've spent time golfing. I think I haven't even golfed once in my life yet.
Really?
I think I got to get cracking at it because, or else I think that's it for the end of the year, right?
Well, you got to break that streak, man. It's your time.
Yeah, for sure. And there's no better person to go golfing with than my man Rob Hill.
Yeah, that's right. I shoot left. I'm one of the what's the word for that? One of the unique ones, I guess. I think like 15% of golfers shoot left for some reason.
Oh yeah, 15%?
Something like that. Even though like 40% of hockey players shoot left and 30% of baseball players shoot left.
But left is always like, not a lot of people are left in almost anything, right? Because you get less left-handed people like writing and
it's true. Right? I'm right-handed, but those three I do left-handed. I'm not the only one.
Oh yeah. I had a brother, right?
There's more of you out there.
I believe so. I had a brother also. He was like that. He was right in everything, but in basketball, he'll play basketball left-handed. He'll shoot left-handed,
really?
And everything. Yeah. So
no, that's bizarre.
Yeah, it's quite bizarre, right? He was only lefty in my house, so I find it very...
I think Magic Johnson's a lefty from basketball. I mean, I don't know, the hook. Remember the hook?
Yeah, no, he was a right-handed guy, but probably he writes... LeBron James is left-handed.
Yeah?
He writes left-handed, right? But shoots right-handed.
I missed the hook.
Yeah,
the
hook.
You don't see the hook shot too much
anymore.
No,
you don't see it, because it was such a fantastic shot,
yeah.
Right? It's kind of like an artistic shot.
Totally.
Great art to it, right?
Michael Jordan still had the hook once in a while.
I think
he was the end of the hook era, pretty much.
Yeah, oh yeah. Michael Jordan had a lot of good rhythm. Like when he played, there was some type of rhythm, right, that you play with, you know? And it's just like you, when you play your instrument, right, you have such a musical melody to it, so yeah.
Rhythm is a dancer.
You need that for music for sure. So how's stuff going with you, man? You're going around, you're doing a lot of shows and stuff.
Yeah, I just had a show this last Saturday.
How did it go?
It was at the British Ex-Servicemen's Club in kind of the middle of nowhere, Kingsway and 20th. Not to offend anyone in the area, but it's quite a hike. Waiting for the bus in the cold rains. You got to find some shelter from time to time. So. We had a good time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Wow.
Yeah, played with some great bands, the Cattails and Jacqueline Don, who opened up the night, and it was fun. And yeah, by the end of the night, as usual, there's usually some adventure going on. I guess a guy showed up that was not really buddies with a bunch of other guys there. And, you know, a little brouhaha ensued, some words exchanged. And I guess the story is the one guy... A few years ago, ripped one of the other guys off for a couple $1,000 and decided to show up because he knew the other guys were going to be there.
Yeah.
That usually doesn't go very well.
Yeah,
so.
It usually doesn't. But you know what? You should have done. You should have just stood there and played music for them. You mellowed them down.
Yeah. They were mellow until after the music stopped.
Yeah. I think they should have just, Musical marathon.
Yeah.
Just continue. Do you have anything you're gonna play for us?
I could play you some songs for sure. Let's start off with one. Maybe we can have a little fun with the guitar later, but I'll play an original.
What's the name of it, my friend?
Tough decisions, eh? What am I gonna go with here? Let's go with maybe someone had a relationship take a turn for the better or worse in the weekend, so let's play a relationship theme song. This is called Back and Forth.
Tune, wow, that's a relationship tune, right?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, yeah, really good.
Been there, done that, the old back and forth.
No, I really like it. You got more tunes like you're gonna play for us?
Oh, sure.
Because I know a lot of people are probably asking, Is there other places like this week that you're going to perform?
Yeah, actually, tomorrow night, you know, Oswaldo, you guys were doing a show here together
last week.
Oswaldo Cabrera-Perez, he hosted the Van Music Show this past Saturday, and tomorrow night, actually, he's got the open mic at Displaced Hatchery is going live on the air on 101.9.
You guys should check it out.
There's a lot of... As most of you know in the city, there's a lot of musical talent, artistic talent.
Unbelievable.
Comedians. But unfortunately, a lot of you don't come out of your house after 8 p.m. to go witness them,
which is really
frustrating.
I know. You guys got to go see Rob Hill for sure. If you don't see other musicians, at least see my man Rob Hill.
Wow, thank you very much.
And my guy Kyle Cardigan.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and there's other musicians that, you know, there's a lot of talent here in Vancouver. Lots and lots of talent. Sometimes it blows your mind.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you got to go old school. Like back in the day, I remember in high school, I used to have a nap from about 7 to 9 p.m. and stay up and watch Conan O'Brien and then get my 5 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Go to school in the morning. But I know that's not for everybody. But there's another guy, the host of the show, his name's Abraham. He's quite the comedian as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You see him out in the town from time to time.
Get
out there.
Well, I want to know this too, my friend. You're a big Conan O'Brien fan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
The good old day, like, he's still funny, and Andy Richter is a good sidekick, right?
Yeah, the big, big sidekick.
He's got the little smirk and the little...
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, none of those guys are from a lot of fun.
I'm a big Letterman.
Yeah, yeah?
Yeah.
He's not
as funny as before, but...
It's hard to be funny for 50 years, man.
Yeah, yeah, it's very hard, right? Because the originality, and also, like, you know, not so much that you change over the thing, you just... he looks tired, right? Is it lie or is it true, right? He looks like, you know.
They've been spending a lot of time telling jokes. You got to come up with original stuff for 50 years. It's very tough, you know?
After a while, you're like, I've seen it all. Or like, you need like fresh heads, right?
Totally.
I'm a big David Letterman fan. I love that guy the most.
I walked by his, I was in New York City in April for a few weeks. And it's New York City, there's a lot to do. And all of a sudden, my last day there, I'm in Times Square, and I walk by the Letterman place. And I'm like, oh, yeah, someone was saying, get the free tickets, go on the show. So I go in and just to check it out. They're like, oh, you want some free tickets? I'm like, yeah, actually, I'm leaving tomorrow. I can't. And I'm like, didn't make it there in 3 weeks because, New York. Have you been to New York City?
It's a beautiful city, I heard.
What's going on?
It's a good city,
Keep lots of characters.
Yeah. Big time. But I think it gives the city the
it's lots of charm there. That's for
sure. Lots of charm and also its personality. So it's really, really good.
Oh, the pizza.
Yeah, people talk about the pizza, but they said the pizza there is so cheap. You know, it's not pricey, but. It's all stuffed pizza. It really fills you up. Yeah.
Panzerotti.
Yummy.
It's not delivery, that's for sure.
For sure. But I was thinking too. Did you get to play when you were over there? Did you get to play any instruments?
I was busking a lot, and you can only busk in the subway there, but it's fun and I love it.
Oh, in the subway, like, you can't even do it outside the city.
No, you're supposed to not do it on the sidewalks at all.
Oh, you'll get in trouble for
you
that.
The Keystone Coppers will come by and take away your instruments. Apparently.
Wow, so they told people you're no more none of that.
Yeah,
right?
But the subway, as long as you're
they're serious over there.
You can go on the subway or like in the corridor, and I love it because there's like 50, 60 year old ladies. It's like in the morning they put a dollar bill in their jacket pocket specifically to give to some busker during the day, right?
How do you know that?
It's like a culture there. Like, oh, a busker, let's give him a dollar, right?
Let's support them,
He's out here putting himself on the line basically, and we appreciate that, right?
Well, we want to tell those 50 year old ladies, thanks so much. We love you. Yeah. We love you for sure.
I love it when they're like, where are you from? Canada.
Canada.
Wow, all the way down here.
It's not bad for it. Like, although if you out west, you gotta to New York, but if you're in like in Toronto, it's like right there.
Yeah, the American fusion into Canada is seldom sometimes.
Yes.
Depends on the person.
That's so true. That's so true. Wow. Yeah. No, good. It's good to... I'm really, really happy Rob Hill is here to sit with us and have a little chat and stuff like
that. Good morning, it's Monday. Time to get up, folks.
Well, before you play another tune, I'm just going to play one more, I'm going to play some other tune, and then Rob Hill, are you going anywhere? Are you going to be sitting with us for a while and stuff? Or
I'll be here for the next 40 minutes, man.
I hope so. If he's not, I'm going to chain up the doors.
We got a call.
So I'm going to play for...
Hello? You can call.
The person who just called, call back and stuff like that. I don't know, there's something in the studio, but call back and. But right now, I'm going to play you guys something so you guys could enjoy.
There's the phone alarm.
Hello? Good, my friend.
For sure. Hello?
You can take and claim me as your prize. I'm a cheap ride. Really Shots, please.
Well, Rob Hill hasn't left the building, folks. We're still here with him, and he's still going to give us some nice music, some nice tune to get us in a joyful mood. So what else you got for us, Rob Hill?
Well, what do we got? We got Monday morning. That's what we got. I took the old 84 Express bus here, and I think a lot of people had an enjoyable weekend because there was a lot of tired people on the bus this morning. They were sleeping. They were not looking very happy. They were not having their weekend still, but I understand. That's why we're here, right? We got to cheer the people up that are listening.
Yeah, we got to cheer them up. But what? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and we had a call in while we were...
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I got a call from Liam, this great guy.
Yeah, give a shout-out to Liam. Liam, thanks so much for calling, my man.
Yeah, so last summer I was camping with my good friend Mr. Randy Barnes, who's out there somewhere, and Karen and Squamish at Squamish Valley Campground. Shout out, great owners, nice people. They got really friendly dogs, and they're just really down to earth people. So yeah, we're camping, and we went to find our same old paradise spot that we had the summer before, where it was just sheltered with trees and right by the water. So they expanded the campground. We're like, but so we had a nice place to ourselves, and then all of a sudden, hey, let's take this one. This group of people showed up, all prepared with their pickup truck and their chainsaws and their propane fire starters. Brought all the gear, the 4x4s, and ready to go. They're like, they came to camp. They came to have a weekend. So, we got to know them, and we were Randy, Karen, and I were definitely struggling getting our campfire started this Saturday night, and there's a little bit of arguing going on about starting fires, and I think the fine folks, Liam and the gang next to us, are kind of like, let's get the good vibes going again. So over they came with the propane torch, and hey guys, we heard you having a little bit of a problem getting the fire started here. Whoosh! There you go. No propane helps getting those campfires started. So we had a good time, some late night excursions, and they're great people. So yeah, Liam, thanks for calling in, man. Props, and hopefully we get you out to a music show sometime.
Yeah.
And thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Liam. Yeah, we all appreciate that. He also encouraged me. Nice fellow. He listens to my show most
awesome,
of the time,
man.
And he encouraged me to say, wow, you're doing a great job. Just keep up the good work, and I just want to say thank you so much.
Hey. Sure.
Encouragement means a lot as I continue to do the show. I'm hearing something out there. It's like, I feel like they're telling me, the listeners are telling me, Rob Hill, please play us more music, man. Play Rob Hill.
All right.
What's the name of this song?
Woo. Let's pick a song here. Let's go with... Let's try to keep...
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Catch a nice guy by the toe.
Rob Hill!
Okay. Tough decision. Okay, let's go with... this is a classic of mine, I guess. This is called Let Myself Astray, so...
What's it called?
Let Myself Astray.
Let Myself Astray from Rob Hill.
Found myself on a path to destruction. Figured I better do something to get myself out of here. Together, come on and find.
go uphill.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, yeah, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, that's, I consider that one of my classics now.
Oh, yeah, those are one of your classic songs, you say? People
Once
love it?
Once Upon a Time, yeah, and I wrote that one.
Well, can you sing us another classic? Sing us another classic song.
Sure thing, let's do that. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm going to do a little Rob Hill plug. It's my website is robhillmusic.com. That's with two B's, double B. And, yeah, I've got a podcast on there with some amazing, like, North American bands. I'm going to have some more podcasts coming soon. And feel free to send me an email, which you can find on my website there if you want me to play your songs. If you're an artist out there up bright and early, maybe writing a new song at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, but before that, I want...
I would like
to know this, because I want to listen to a bunch of your classical stuff, your classic music, but what I also find very interesting about you, Rob Hill, and because I really like your style, that last song was really well done. I really like
Thank
it. It sounds so good. What kind of, like, these are all songs, original songs from you? Like, I want to know, what's that process, the creative process, and... what's your creative process? Are you one of those people who sits down and write a bunch of songs and then pick select a few from those songs, or are you one of those, like, you know, it just pops up in your head and you start to behave like a mad genius Beethoven? You know what I mean, right?
Yeah, it depends.
Some people wake up in their dream and be like, I've been given something.
Totally, yeah. Oh, that's the best and worst is when right when you're going to bed, you got some lyrics in your head and you're like, oh, I'll write those down in the morning.
I'm
poof, they're gone usually, right? But
if you don't write it right, that's so true, folks.
Yeah.
If you don't write it right then, that time, it's gone. Like, it's gone.
Always carry a pen in your pocket.
Make sure.
And have business cards in your wallet that you can write on the back of.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah, thanks for the advice.
So, yeah, well, see, I'm pretty proud of myself, actually. I was fortunate that back in the day, Samsung, shout out to Samsung, back in the day when, you know, MP3 players were like 512 megabytes or whatever, Samsung always had that little recording microphone on them, and when I come up with an idea, I'd like, well, let's just record this and at least I can go back to it, right? Because if you don't get some kind of scratch recording of your song, you might be like, what was that again? Ah, drive yourself crazy. So,
that's true.
Of the time I'll come up with the, you know, the guitar first, and then just, it might be something that's been on your mind lately, or what's been going on the last week, or maybe, you know, thinking about that girl that you got a crush on, or whatever it may be, and you just start letting those lyrics flow and see what happens, right?
Oh, no, fantastic. Yeah. No, it's like... based on my show, based on when I, you know, go around probably doing some performance, helping people out, trying to make people laugh or entertain or whatever I'm doing, and I have an idea, I try to write it down somewhere, keep it somewhere, because if you keep it in your head, I think it's going to be, I'm telling you, you'll lose it, and that's it.
Yeah. As soon as you get an appetite, you're like, okay, what am I going to eat? Oh, what was that I was thinking about?
Exactly.
Chicken souvlaki, darn, you got me again.
You got it, it's 100%.
Ah, the tempura, I got it off track.
That's so true. No,
then you gotta start writing jokes about tempura instead. You're like, it's full of bread. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's so true. Man, so what's the next tune, my man? Give us another classic, something that's gonna make people, you know, they get to work and put them in such a good mood.
Yeah, okay.
So, people dancing right now. Rob Hill.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, let's start it off a little mellow here. This is called Watching Waiting. This is one of my favorites to play live. There's any violin players out there, I'm looking to get a new recording of this soon with some violin. And
I love violin. I love that sound of violin.
I have an ex-girlfriend that plays violin, but she lives in Montreal now, so...
Yeah, call her over. Tell her.
It's a long way, but maybe make it happen.
Don't be surprised. Everything's possible on the Toss Got Some Donuts show.
Sets me at ease.
gonna say?
Hill, everybody out there who's listening to the show, one, two words is on their mind. Well done.
Oh, thank you very much. Hey, that's how I like most of my steaks as well. Not too well done, though, because that's no fun. You don't want to be like, oh, I wish I would have got it not so well done.
Yeah.
You gotta be careful with the well done.
No, well done. I think you did a good job.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Good job.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I'm just happy you're here, that you were able to come here this morning, in the morning, which is not a lot of people are excited, jumping.
Like, oh, 6:30, 7 a.m.
Yeah. They're like, ah, oh, man, let me just shut off my alarm clock, go back to bed.
If you want to be on the radio, sometimes you got to get up early.
Yeah.
That's how it works. I would imagine the average full-time disc jockey didn't even get to start at 6:30 a.m. They probably got to start at midnight or 2 a.m.
Yeah, for sure. Especially when you start out, right? That's usually the time you start and you
take what you can get, right?
Yeah. But and then after a while, you get better and better over time.
Yeah, for sure.
But,
do you want to hear some funny news that's been going on lately?
Tell me something funny. You're a funny guy too. Like, you're really artistic. You're really talented.
Thank you very much.
You're a funny guy, and you know how to play. People consider me funny. I don't know if I am.
You're fine, man. This guy Abraham's got some one-liners that you will not come up with. He's got the market cornered on a lot of them, man.
Right, but like you're funny and you play an instrument, right? Your musical gift.
I'm a lucky
guy. You're comedic and
I'm lucky. My mom brought the music talent in. She's a school teacher.
Yeah, you know, like how did you start? Like
my dad's a funny guy, so.
Oh, so you took both. Both of their
growing
talents.
Up on a farm, you gotta know how to joke around on a farm. From
big time,
to
time. Yeah.
Slugging hay bales, you gotta make hay forts once in a while, and swing from ropes, and have a little fun, right?
Yeah. Wow. So you grew up on a farm, like tell me, like sheep farm
of all farms.
Oh wow, sheep.
And those born in the city like to make fun of the sheep farmers from time to time, but you like your lamb.
I know
a lot of you like to line up at Greek restaurants in the town, and with no sheep, there'd be no lamb. So give the sheep farmers a break.
Yeah.
But, I started in Ontario, and I was actually working at a bank at the time.
Where in Ontario?
Yuck Yucks in London, Ontario was the first time I did comedy, actually. And, it was I had an 8-minute spot, and just graduated from university recently, so, you know, told some good old roommate jokes. And
so you went off from there.
I recorded that on that Samsung MP3 player. Yeah. I still have it somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, but how long ago did you also start music?
Oh, music was about, I bought my first guitar when I was in university, but it's actually kind of cool. I took some lessons from a guy named Murray in Stratford, Ontario. And
thanks, Murray, for teaching my friend, because now you're such a fantastic musician. I like his stuff.
And now my nephew, who's 11, Jacob, is actually taking guitar lessons from him, so that's pretty cool. And Owen, my other nephew, is a drummer. He's working on the drums. But, I started music in Ontario at the Circus Room in Kitchener, Ontario, was where I started doing my first open mics. And Matt Osborne was the host. So, and then, when I got out to Vancouver, there's a heck of an open mic scene out
here. Big time.
So,
yeah.
Lots of artists here, there, and everywhere. So, actually, it's been kind of sad. The other day, I was going to my rehearsal space, and all the nice graffiti under the Granville Bridge, that's all been washed off with. It's all been painted over with gray paint. Vancouver's kind of getting rid of art these days. It looks like the buskers are getting cracked down on. I think it's no more amplifiers, and they're like painting over graffiti. So I don't know what's going on with that.
I hope they don't get rid of the arts and stuff like that, because I think the arts is very valuable to people. Yeah. And so you say you got some funny stuff to tell.
Well, No. I don't know if you guys have heard about the Batman guy in Michigan. He's Mr. William. His middle name's Wayne, so maybe he thinks Bruce wants him to. But yeah, there's this guy that dresses up in a not very good Batman costume, and the police had to arrest him because he was obstructing them from trying to find a guy. They're trying to investigate. And,
did they arrest him because they actually thought he was actually the superhero Batman?
Like, is that Batman? Is he alive?
Yeah. You gotta go check this out at the doctor.
The pajama costume. I don't know. I don't think that's really him. So I guess they gave him probation last time, but this time, like, we gotta charge this guy with something. Yeah. We can't have a.
You know, like, Halloween's coming up, my friend. And did you used to go as Batman as a kid? And,
no,
like, what did you used to go? What did Rob?
I was Indiana Jones a few years ago. That was fun. I used a laptop bag instead of a whip. Indiana Jones.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
And I was primary colors one year. I just red, blue, and yellow. And there was another girl actually with Commercial Drive Parade. She was primary colors too. So that was kind of cool. Like, oh, good. I'm not the only one. People are like, oh. Is that still going on? The Parade of Lost Souls. It's like another one of those things. They cancel it every other year, which is kind of
a lot
sad.
Of stuff get canceled. I don't know why. I hope.
It's like you gotta make underground Facebook parties and just like make it happen, right?
Yeah.
Have like self security. But what else? Banks. There's banks open on Sundays now, apparently. I haven't found any of these banks. I generally am not thinking about banks on Sundays.
Yeah? Well.
Do you bank on Sunday?
No. Some banks is open on Sunday?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
I don't think it's necessary, really.
Yeah, but I don't think the Joker's gonna go there and take money.
He's busy.
Yeah. But right now, I gotta go play you guys some PSA, and we're gonna try to get the. Before we leave, we're gonna have a few words with Rob Hill. But Rob Hill, please do not leave.
I'll be here. You'll be there.
Yeah, I hope so.
It's nobody.
On Friday, June 22nd, Shaw Cable will be discontinuing their FM channels, meaning they will no longer broadcast CITR.
Aww.
It's a good thing we have this big antenna. CITR, still 101.9 on your FM dial and online at CITR.ca.
Despite the fact that 8 in 10 Canadians are against warrantless and costly online spying, the government remains stubborn, set to cement this scheme into law. With their huge PR budget, they've unleashed a reckless and irresponsible campaign that suggests warrantless collection of our private data is on par with a phone book. We can't let them trick Canadians. Go to www.openmedia.ca now to find out what you can do to get involved and stop this smoke and mirrors campaign the government has started.
You got anything else to tell us, Rob Hill? You want to play us another song instead of doing more stuff?
I could do a quick song. Yeah, thanks so much for tuning in, folks. Those of you that are up and at it, not to work.
Yeah, yeah. But before you play this last song for you folks, please tell them what else are you gonna. You said just for the people
tomorrow
just
night,
waking up
this Tuesday.
Rob Hill, you can catch Rob Hill where again?
This place, Hatchery. It's 4th and Collingwood, across from the tennis courts in the park. There, open mic as Waldo Perez hosts. It'll be live on the CITR from 10 p.m. to midnight tomorrow night. And stay up to date, robhillmusic.com. Got an album on iTunes. If you'd like to support the arts, I would much appreciate it. Looking to get in the studio soon. And actually, I will have a fundraising campaign on indiegogo.com very shortly. I want to get back in the studio, get some songs I would like to record. And I'm hoping to get to Europe next summer to play some shows as well. So robhillmusic.com. Shoot me an email if you like what's going on. And thanks again so much for listening. Run out of time here. Let's see if I can play a quick song for you.
And before that, I just want to say you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. DJ Abraham is your host today. And thanks so much for tuning in at Toss Got Some Donuts. Catch you next Monday. Next Monday is going to be, I think I'm going to do a Halloween show, so I think we're going to talk about some Halloween topics. So tune in, and take it easy. And Rob Hill is going to close out the show with a song. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, Rob Hill.
All right, this is called Beauty in Disguise. I believe one of these strings is just a little bit out of tune. Let's get that ready so we can play a song for you. All right, this is called Beauty in Disguise.
Some may say the end is now. I don't think they know what they're talking about. All I see is beauty in disguise. Take a look at the other side. Don't be afraid to open up your mind. All it takes is a little of your time. A little of your time. Just remember what I told you long ago. Pretty colors everywhere. You can show the others if you dare. All I